Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hi.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we are your hosts, the Sloppy Boys Band, with another beautiful, very special episode.
A chilling tale of drinks.
Timeless integrity.
We're in the same room.
Mm.
I'm still in Los Angeles.
Explains the smell.
Was that me or Tim?
No.
The combo.
No, I think it's
the
combo. It's just a little pod joke.
Okay. Well, Tim, I do want to say, it doesn't look like you're going to smell that guy. New haircut.
Yeah, you can't smell.
Very nice.
All the stinky hair is cut off.
All that's gone. Very nice fitting pant and a Sperry boat shoe.
A Sperry boat shoe.
It's that time. It's that time.
We're getting there. You know what? The Sperry boat shoe with no sock is where the allure is that I was coming to this. We often sort of hotbox this apartment with breath while we're recording.
Yeah,
I knew I was going to get kind of sweaty.
And farts.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what would be nice, Tim, is to not be wearing socks. Have a bare ankle while you're podcasting.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And Milan, for this episode, leave in the farts.
Yeah, yeah, come on. Give the people a
yeah, here's a few right here. Milan, put in some real fart sounds there. Of your own.
But this is a very special episode. I mentioned it up top, but it was true.
This is exciting.
What's special as in when we get to the drink, or special as now?
Special as in when we get to the drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
it's the culmination of a journey, but we're not there yet. We're not.
No, but I have something special in other ways. It's not just that I have a haircut and a well-fitting pants and a Sperry boat shoe, but I've got a... I think this came up on the pod. I have a sweater.
Oh, yes. I've been trying to claw this off this guy's hands.
It came up on the show, right?
It did.
Yes.
Yep.
And on the text chain even more, but they don't know that.
They don't know that. I bought a Depop middle of the night purchase. I got a vintage white V-neck Molson beer sweater. It arrived. It was too small on me. It's been sitting in my closet for a year. So I said, Michael,
oof,
I actually have two huge of them. I have another one that's also too tight, but it's closer to fitting. It's like your gold sweater.
That's a gold sweater.
Thinspiration for me.
But I have a bunch of Thinspiration t-shirts that do not fit me anymore.
But let's see how Michael fares with that. I'll show it to the camera for any YouTube viewers.
A white sweater. That's good.
Now, you said you were going to maybe put a polo on underneath this thing.
I might. Right now, I'm just going to try it on. Oh, yeah.
See, the thing is, it's a thin sweater.
It's a thin sweater.
It's a large, but because it's vintage, it's kind of smaller than a typical.
Ooh, it's large. Soft as hell.
Soft. Oh, boy.
See, on you, it has sort of an elegant rich guy kind of a look.
That's a good... Well, I kind of carry myself with a bit of a plum. I guess
it's just that riz that you got.
Yeah. Look at that. It looks good.
It does look... Tim, thank you for this. This is great.
Especially with the white under it, because I feel like you'd be seeing through that thing if you were something...
Right.
You know, if you get too crazy with it.
Yeah, there's... You know when you see like old pictures of... like dad's at a school plays or something. It's like, oh, that guy see his shirt right through his sweater. It's like the flash does not do them any help.
On Christmas vacation, what's his name?
Eddie
yeah. is wearing a fake turtleneck, like a dickie, under a white sweater, and you could just see the square.
Oh, yeah.
I have one of those, by the way, and funny. I was wearing it over Christmas, and it's great because for a sweaty guy, if I'm wearing a sweater, I could never wear a full turtleneck underneath it.
Yeah.
But if you just do the fake thing, nobody is none the wiser.
This is awesome. And also it says Molson 1786 to 1986. So this was made in 86.
1986, the year, the Mets won the World Series.
Toronto. It's made in Toronto. All right. Oh, Tim, actually, you know what? Now we're exchanging clothing. You know that big floral thing I was wearing the other day?
Yeah.
You want it?
Yeah.
It's yours.
Look at this.
I just kept seeing myself in that. It was too billowy. I just couldn't get
it. Mike's getting hand-me-downs. I'm getting hand-me-ups.
I guess I'll just wear my own clothes that I purchased.
Oh, Jeff, I don't have stuff with space logos all over it and mechs from different animes.
Okay. Now that I know that, I feel better.
Actually, I have quite a few and they fit me great. Mm-hmm. They fit Jeff even better.
Mech. All right.
Mech.
Enough shit chat. Is that enough shit chat?
It's fine for me. Sure, yeah. I'm sure more will come up.
Let's get
we
into
do find
some,
a bunch of shit to talk about.
Yeah, we do. Don't
we certainly love to talk. Me only about 33% of the show, but you guys love to
just gab.
This time I gotta hit my.
You guys love to use up that other 66%. However,
everyone.
Have you heard the term yapper? That's like a it's like a Gen Z thing now. I mean, it's been a term.
I've just known it from life pre Gen Z.
Well, what's it? What does it mean in Gen Z terms?
Just like a yapper.
Just somebody talks a lot.
It's like someone who talks ad nauseum and without what's the word? Talks a lot and filter. Without and without consequence, without substance.
What do we call Trump a yapper?
Yeah, sure, but like Gen Z is kind of throwing around the word yap and yapper and stuff.
I mean, I've said yap before. It was yapping.
Yeah, it's not a new thing. Yeah.
You know, it's a good one. Pretty brutal. And we're not like we love the slopheads. They're a part of our life, a part of our community. But are you familiar with Phoebe Bridgers, the Punisher?
Yes.
Yeah. What is that?
And even when she's wearing the skeleton suit, sometimes I think that it's a Punisher is someone that talks to her, a yapper. But it's like when she gets like cornered by a fan, and then it teeters past fandom into just like you're being greedy with my time. She calls those people Punishers.
Gotcha.
I've heard this.
Yeah.
Well, I've made it very clear. If you ever see me out in public, don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Don't think about me. And actually, don't be on the same street as me.
Damn.
Yep.
If you see Hanford, run.
But I made that point very clear on the podcast.
For me, if you see me, come up to me respectfully and say, Tim, how's your family? How's your friend? How you doing? No, how you really doing? You know?
I'm kidding, of course. I like to say hello to people. But I do like when gifts are brought to me.
Well, gifts. Sure.
You know, if somebody sees me on the street and you have something to give me, that's helpful.
That's a good way in.
Change, a few swipes on an old Dave and Buster's card. Anything you got on you that's useful to me. If it's not useful, I send you packing.
Yeah, right.
Get the hell out. I take cash.
I'll tell you what, the way I just chugged the seltzer, I was like, boy, I was more thirsty than I thought. And I was like, I guess I didn't drink anything all day today, which means one of these episodes where the drink of the day is going to hit me real hard.
I didn't eat much today either.
I had
some dried fruit, went for a run, I'm way out of shape, and then got back and ate something I'm calling a pita salad. Take a pita pocket, put your salad in there.
You gussied it up though, didn't you?
I did. I put the green goddess avocado dressing.
Yeah.
It's all on the inside. Mm-hmm. Salad, pickle, tomato.
Pickle.
That's all I had.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's good.
We still have tomatoes in the fridge, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Yeah.
When you're used to eating
I had a 30 tomato salad.
You love some cherry tomatoes over my place too. You're on a tomato kick.
Wow, he's got grape tomatoes over here.
Grape tomatoes over here. Cherries at your house. I got the whole fruit lineage lined up. Banana tomatoes.
But only in tomato form.
What's a beefsteak tomato? That's the big one.
Beef. Yeah, yeah.
So every tomato refers to another food item.
Yeah, just be a tomato.
Just don't be afraid to be a tomato. No.
Heirloom.
Okay.
That's nice. Those are the nice ones.
Those are nice.
Those are the nice ones.
We were just talking beefsteak. That just is steak, right?
Yeah. Beef tomato.
Well, beefsteak tomato, but like, remember there was like
a charity event.
It still happens every year in Hancock Park. There's like a Harvard-y TV writery dinner called beefsteak.
And a beefsteak is just a steak. Because you could say ham steak or a swordfish steak.
Sure. I bet the steaks they're eating there, it's like probably like these are strip steaks or sirloins or I don't think It's kind of funny to say beefsteak.
Like you'd say, I want a tenderloin beefsteak. You're right, because you just think of steak as the steak.
Now, I'm an Emmy-nominated writer, two-time WGA nominee.
Love that.
Sure, why am I not? I've never been invited to this thing. You guys ever been invited to beefsteak?
No, of course not. These people know I do not. I do not eat very cleanly. I'm flying the food's flying all over the place.
But I think
those are nasty.
I think they put in a bib and you eat with your hands.
Yeah, you go with your hands.
I could be.
You'd be a shoe in.
Why don't they have me there? I would love it.
You'd steal the spotlight. Like.
I definitely wouldn't wear this. This is going to be challenging, Tim. This white sweater
at beefsteak. Yeah.
At any steak, I'm going to be getting this thing dirty.
At beefsteak, hey, at any steak,
every steak.
Speaking of steak, when we have plans at some point in life to go eat at Keen's.
Yep. We have a reservation. We are not saying the date or time.
Good.
Let's just give the time.
All right.
No, because it's pretty easy to figure out. Jeff, this place. Now, last time we were in New York, we ate at, it was the first time for me at the Old Homestead Steakhouse.
Yeah.
And that was funny because it was sort of impromptu. It was like, hey, we got a few minutes to kill between soundcheck and showtime. What's around here? The Old Homestead Steakhouse. We just like very quickly, like, I guess a martini and a steak. Walking down on stage like, ooh.
Some of the only people in the restaurant, if I remember.
It was early. It was like 5:30.
Yeah. We were. Yeah.
Actually, we had to sit at the bar for a little bit even, I think.
We should go to Keen's early and go to the bar.
Yes.
I've never hung out at the bar there. It's cool.
It looks very, I've only eaten there once, and it was actually my 35th birthday, the very night of my 35th birthday.
Damn.
My family, we ate at Keen's. And this is a place, Jeff, Teddy Roosevelt ate at this place. There's pipes on the walls from all of the greatest guys.
Yeah.
Pipes on the walls from all the greatest guys?
Smoking pipes. Tobacco. Like,
okay. You're going to love it, Jeff. It's you're going to love
pipes
it.
Pipes on the walls from all the greatest guys.
Copper pipes?
What the hell are you talking about?
And it was one of these funny dinners where I think we got a couple of like big like T-bones to split for the table or whatever. But my brother kind of does the thing that I do at Musso and Frank where he likes to order something weird that sounds funny.
Oh, he's a nasty boy.
He's a nasty boy.
He gets nasty boy.
He's the original
he's the
nasty,
ultimate nasty boy.
He ordered mutton.
Oh, right. You told
no.
him.
Which
was it good? It's like
I first heard of it on Seinfeld.
Yeah, yeah. I've never seen it, but I picture something and I can have the, I sort of picture the taste in my mouth too, if that makes sense.
I think that basically, I could be wrong, that I think that lamb of a certain age, because I ate at a Michelin star restaurant in Edinburgh, Scotland one time. Ooh. And then I ate some lamb that had a different name that was like, I think they name it by the Dunn. Number of years. Done. Anyway, this mutton was a giant mound, and it was a little on the bland side and not as fun as the other stuff on the table. So we just had a huge mountain of mutton. We're like, well, there you go. He's probably the only person that week that ordered the mutton. So like, give him a big piece.
Well, this will be my fourth time going to Keen's. So I might go a little wacky on
You're
the menu.
Keen for Keen's.
I wish I was keener.
First time playing it very conservative.
You're going to have a great time.
Very timid.
You both will.
Yeah.
And the reason, of course, why we're going to be at Keen's in New York City is because we're playing at the Little Field on the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Playing two sets. And the night before that, on the 9th, we are showing our movie Blood, Sweat, and Beers, or How the Sloppy Boys recorded an album in El Paso, Texas.
West Texas.
On a farm in West Texas.
Out in West Texas, down of El Paso.
Hey, did we talk about that we went to that place?
No, we should. But let me just get this last thing out. On May 9th, we're going to be showing our movie documentary made about us, directed by the great Robert Olguin
at Chelsea Music Hall.
Get those tickets, baby. It's going
to
be great.
Vinny told me tickets are $20, but then if you want to sit in the first three rows, you could get a VIP ticket for $30.
Give a little look at that screen. And we're probably going to answer some questions
afterwards. We're going to intro it. We're going to answer some questions.
We might ask some questions.
You, what's your deal?
How did you make this thing?
You got any movies, dude?
Well, that's Robert how he made it. How'd you do this?
All right, is that it for booze?
No, there was a tangent I was going to go on.
You were going to go on a tangent about, we were talking about,
we went to that restaurant.
Yes. When we were in El Paso, I wanted to go to a bar that is the bar from this, the Marty Robbins song, El Paso, out in the West Texas town of El Paso, which I think I heard that song in Breaking Bad, but I mainly know that song from Grateful Dead covers because it's a Bob Weir favorite and they play it live constantly. But I think it's Rosa's Cantina. I was like, we got to go to this place. And it was just kind of whatever run of the mill bar, but it was exciting to get to go to the place and sit there. And we had some big fat, like frozen margaritas and big fat glasses.
I must have left before that. I think you left. Was I there?
You were there. We talked about how we would distribute the movie.
Damn.
We were all partied out.
I'm remembering the room afterward. No, because remember I left really early the last day because you guys kept me up with karaoke.
Oh, he did fly out earlier than us.
Okay.
Karaoke, though.
Yeah, well, then that karaoke is where you heard me say, like someone was like, let the girls sing. They have good voices. And I say, well, I have a good voice too.
And did not let up after the whole song.
And it was me going, I'm drunk in the back of the car and I cried on the way home from the bar.
From the bar.
All right, can we please get to Booze News? We have a show to get
to. Now it's time.
Bip, 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 Booze News. Hit it.
Chill out, what's she yelling for? Lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be.
I'm Wendy. Why is the beef so complicated?
I see the way you're acting like you're somebody else.
Ain't you heard about Wendy's?
Life's like this, you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get.
Don't forget about me, Wendy's.
I'm the Wendy's.
It's Booze News, you fast food punks.
Yeah. Okay, so Wendy Levine was sent to us by slophead Andy Ellison. Mm-hmm. And in his email, he said, you know, I'm actually a musician and I've been wanting to write and record a song. But for now, this mashup will have to do.
Ooh, okay.
But then enter slophead. What's his name? Krebix. And this, when I was checking the inbox, I opened up an email from Krebix.
Hold on.
Listen to Krebix.
He had Backstreet Boys first, and he was like, everywhere there's McDonald's, there's Burger King. And then Avril Lavigne's like, ain't you heard about Wendy's?
Why is the beef so complicated?
Backstreet equals Mickey D's, and NSYNC must be Burger King. I guess that would make Avril Lavigne Wendy's. Imagine a world where music will acts somehow become fast food restaurants. What kind of song would Avril Lavigne be singing? Probably, why'd you go with looks to be somewhere complicated? I'm seeing not much beef on the bun, and that's getting me frustrated. If I may remind you, in this high
damn.
Wow.
Damn.
Moving.
We've established group mind.
We've established groovement first, now group mind.
Just doubly ensuring that the episode is not monetizable on YouTube.
I look, Jeff, I can see the ticker going of how long this is playing. How close are we? Bye, video.
Bye, video.
Bye-bye.
Here's the thing. I want to do this stuff. I don't want to ban mashups.
No, you like to be a party pooper.
Boozes? No, I say video go bye bye.
Video got to go.
Video got to go for the best of the show.
Damn.
Don't you think?
How about this? A couple weeks ago, we posted our music video for Yuppie Man on TikTok.
Yeah.
And TikTok muted it.
Yeah.
Our own song.
Wait, muted it?
Oh, yeah, the video is there, but it's muted and we own it.
I think we fixed it. But still,
I love that.
But still,
the point remains.
The point remains.
That is, yeah.
YouTube, not a friend to the artist, huh?
I guess. Well, Beastman, they like.
Beastman.
What's his name?
Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beastman.
Beastman. They like Beastman quite a bit.
Well, they like Beastman.
Mr. Beast is so funny. It's the perfect example of a thing that, like, if you're outside of it, you know, like, I have a general idea of who Mr. Beast is, but I wouldn't recognize him, and I've never watched one of the videos. And it's like, that's what the whole rest of the world is doing all the time. And I'm like, huh?
Well, no, I feel like more people are looking at Mr. Beast Feastables at the grocery store and going, who's that random guy who came up with his own?
What are the Feastables?
Oh, those are like those granola bars or like health bars or whatever. And you just see like a picture of a smiling.
I've seen those at Albertsons.
Dude. And it's like, who's this mascot? He's Mr. Beast.
But I think he has like billions of followers, right? Like, I think they would know.
Yeah, but he does a bunch of stunts where he gives out like millions of dollars and stuff like that.
Yeah. And he did like his own Squid Game thing.
Okay.
Squidward.
But most people, I think, are confused by Mr. Beast like us.
Yeah.
The common man is.
I would like to have him on the show and talk to him. See what
I'd love to find out what makes him tick. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have him on Mr. Beast. We're not familiar. What do you do?
What are you up to?
Tim, who sent in that second one?
Krebex.
Krebex?
K-R-E-B-E-X.
Krebex. Now that sounds to me like when you order something off Amazon and it's like, grab this gooseneck that'll hold up your iPhone. It's Krebex brand.
Yeah, brands you've heard, they all look the same.
And then, hey, it looks exactly like the Muto brand.
I had one of those recently where I ordered a shirt from Instagram, like one of my pop-up ads. I was like, well, that's a nice shirt, and ordered it. Then weeks later, it had never come. So I was like, whatever happened to that? And I tried to search my email and I was like, I don't know what company that was. I was like, there's no way of finding out. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, just searching for shirt and I couldn't find it. Then I like went to my like credit card statement, mm-hmm. like online and I saw.
And it said, gotcha by Krebex.
Well, I found it like that. It was gotcha. Like, it was called like.
You've been had.
At Atlantal or something like Atlanta, but with an L. Mm-hmm. But then when I looked it up, the same shirt was also sold by a company called Jolly Pop. Cause it's like the shirt's not the shirt. Shirt's made at some sweatshop and then it's just some Instagram seller selling it.
Bummer.
So I still, I never got to the bottom of it. And when I was leaving home to come here today, there was a package on my stoop. I threw it inside, but I'm hoping it was that shirt.
Damn. Yeah, I bought on Instagram. Did you ever see those loop lassos? It's like string on this little.
Oh, yeah. And it's like motorized.
Yeah, it just kind of goes in a circle. I bought one of those for my nephews and niece for Christmas. Yeah, they enjoyed it for a few minutes and it was difficult to do. But yeah, that was one where I definitely was like, I hit purchase. I was like, I don't know if that's ever going to come here. Yeah. I don't know where it's come from or it will come. But I certainly did get email after email about how my use of it was.
And did you say it was wonderful?
I said it was wonderful. Can we talk more about this on the phone?
Here's the top story in Booze News. This was sent to us by Ace of Spades on the Discord.
Hmm.
The Ace of Spades, Lemmy.
Himself.
Motorhead, Lemmy, he hung out at the Rainbow Bar and Grill, much like us.
Is Lemmy a guy, I know he died a couple years ago. Is he a guy who has a bad background? Anti-Semitic, maybe some... Right-leaning.
I don't know. He certainly looks the type, does he?
Sure.
You never, but it's that's what's weird. You never know with a guy like that because it's like
you can't judge a book by its cover.
He seems like an angry old man, so yeah, that adds up.
Right.
But then being like a punk rocker is weird because there are skinhead punk rockers that are Nazis.
Skinhead was the word I was looking for.
But then there's other punk rockers that are like the opposite of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking him up. He's clean.
That was it. You did a deep dive.
Let me out, Jim.
Police record.
Oh, this is my favorite dog.
Just a little barker outside.
Well, but he's such a cute little fella.
Was Ace of Spades in Tony Hawk or perhaps Dave Mira BMX? The video game?
Yeah, I think maybe it was in one of the Tony Hawks. That sounds
I remember
familiar.
Shredding to the Ace of Spades. Yeah. If you want an action, you know what I need.
He was a bass player. Let me.
So that's why you have such a kinship with him.
Yeah. But I saw a video of him recently and he plays it like he's like strumming the bass.
Right. He has a really cool solo in that song where it's very picky sounding. Hmm. Cool. Okay. So Ace of Spades, who by the way is on our Discord. If you want to get access to the Discord and befriend people like Ace of Spades, you subscribe to thesloppyboys.com/Patreon.
Yes.
Patreon.com/thesloppyboys. We should, at sloppyboys.com, we should add a / Patreon just in case people will get it.
Cover our bases.
Backwards. Okay. So the story is Starbucks Reserve, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The fancy one.
The fancy
with
one.
With the hats.
So they've made an olive oil thing coffee. Now they're going even further, you're saying.
You referred to Oleato.
Yeah. Oleato.
Did that stick around?
I tried it and it was like, if I'm not into it, then no one's going to. And I only had it once and I was like, I get it.
I get it.
You know, it's because some people love putting the butter in their coffee. What do you call that? Bulletproof?
Cowboy coffee?
Yeah, Bulletproof? I've heard of that.
It was like that. You're drinking a fatty coffee.
Why would you do that?
But also congeal the top. It was like the top. My drink was iced, so it was just yellow ice on top.
Oof.
But yellow they ice. Have a new drink that is, they're pushing, oh, we've got some hot honey drinks. One of them is a hot, yeah, Jeff, you're a hot honey guy, right?
Yeah, I had some Zabs a minute ago.
Zabs.
Brought it to Mitch's, left it there.
Ooh. You brought it to, in order to put on pizza, right?
Yeah, pepperoni. With the cups.
Well, hot honey is a hip, trendy condiment at the moment. They came out with a couple of drinks, but one of them is a hot honey espresso martini.
What?
Alcoholic.
The
f- Whoa.
Hot martini.
With
martini.
Coffee and with honey and chili.
A spicy.
Chili. Oh, that's the hot one.
And, but it said must be 21 or over to order. And I was like, what the, I'm eating my sous vide egg bites at Starbucks Reserve all the time. And I didn't know they had booze there, but I thought maybe this was a new thing. I Google, they've been selling different espresso martinis for a year. They had the espresso martini, then they had a peppermint mocha espresso martini, they had a pumpkin spice espresso martini.
They swap them out or they just add to the list?
Swap them out seasonally, but then you can get a flight of a couple different ones.
Oh, we got to do that.
We should go do it there.
We should just
is it the reserve, right?
Only the reserve. But I thought they were only doing this in like Japan or something, but reserves
are on Hillhurst.
Hey, there's a huge Starbucks reserve across from the Chelsea Music Hall where we're showing our movie on May 9th. Remember that huge one?
Yeah, what was the incident that
you
happened?
You
waited a long time for a drink. And then you
dropped it. And
somebody
then
opened the door and you then splashed
they
it.
They were like, we'll make another one. You're like, never mind, it's too late. And
when you're in a bad mood and people are trying to fuss over you a little too much, like one too many people were like, oh, we'll get you another drink. And I was like, I'd rather be sad.
Well, that was, they gave us the option. Like, I just got a tea or something. But for yours, it was like, do you want to go around the other side of the counter and watch it be made? Okay.
Yeah.
It was a real process.
So it took forever. Like, they sidelined my drink because I wanted to watch it.
And I said, I was like, I'm going to the van because I think I was driving. So I went to the van.
What did you order that was so involved?
I think I just got something kind of normal. I think it was a iced latte.
You think if you got it without the little show, it would have been quicker. And then with the show, it's like, now we got to show off a little bit and use all our shiny equipment.
I do think it was that. And I think it was a silly thing for me to do. And then also that
good watching.
I was embarrassed. The incident was also me being a wimpy California guy in the mean streets of New York, because I'm walking out. The door was closing in my face, and I used my cup holding arm.
Yeah.
I just held out the elbow to try to hold the door open for myself. And this big, heavy New York winter door slammed into me, whapped my arm and knocked the coffee out of my hand.
That's
and
I was like, wood.
That sucks.
Now, I'm sure when I lived on the East Coast, I knew I would probably be stiff arming that with the other hand, fucking Heisman style. So it was my fault and I was sad. And then I do remember just, it's funny because I'm like, no, I don't want another coffee. Then I'm sitting in the van, like uncaffeinated, hungover, grumpy, tired. Awesome. Like, why did I not, why did I not get a free coffee?
Trying to suck the coffee spill off your shirt.
Oh, that's no good.
Do you guys get headaches if you don't have caffeine?
No.
I also learned I have energy in the morning. I actually don't need coffee. I wake up with energy and I can go. But I like to sit in bed and be on my little phone and drink about a cup and a half. And then I make eggs and take a shower.
I like to milk that morning.
Too.
I'm awake, but I'm not out of bed yet. I milk it as long as I can.
That's an after 30 thing for me, man. Before 30, I would be before age 30, not time 30.
Mm-hmm.
I would wake up. Throw on jeans and sneakers immediately.
No iPhones. Maybe iPhones, but not as involved. Our lives weren't connected to them.
I was ready to attack the world when I woke up at a younger age.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But this little thing we keep in our pocket has trained us to not attack. Let them attack. We'll purchase.
Ooh.
Purchase power.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting stuff. Well, is that it for booze news?
No, I've got a little piece of booze news.
Oh.
Now, my parents just did a little cruise. They and some of their other some friends of theirs went on a cruise to Nassau.
Oh, the Bahamas, baby.
Okay.
And they brought back for us.
I've been to Nassau.
One of them got a little squished in my traveling. Rum cake, Bahamian, Bahama rum cake, pina colada rum cake, and and coconut rum cake.
That looks beautiful.
That we can try if we want. It's
that looks like a nice heavy cake.
This one I think had a little.
It's a ring cake, bunt
little
styles.
Ring cake, bunt style, and yeah, we can give these a whirl. I tried one. It came in a big package of a bunch of them. I tried one.
Nice. I love a bunt. You ever had that place? Nothing Bunt Cakes.
I've heard of it.
You told me about it.
It's good. I've laughed at the pun. Is there one in LA?
Yes.
Now, should we do these now? Or
this is your plan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
We got a knife right here. You can chop
it. I just pulled the knife here.
That looks good. I recently had a Jamaican rum cake at a farmer's market, and it was so, it was moist and dense and delicious.
It was like wet.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh. It sounds gross, but it tastes good.
Wet.
A wet cake.
Yeah.
It's that thing. It sounds good. I hate a dry cake.
Yeah. Anything bready, I like don't want to think about it being wettish. There used to be a sub shop at the Ithaca Dining Towers Dining Hall, and the bread would always still be a little undercooked and wet and clammy.
All right. Forgotten which is which. This one, I'll tell you.
Ooh, that's coconut.
Yeah, that's coconut. That's the pina colada. Is that what the other one was?
Whichever one doesn't have pineapple taste, that's the coconut. Because the pina colada will have coconut taste.
Pina colada is more smooshed. Yeah, that one. Ooh, that's good. Wet.
Oof. Anybody napkin?
I'm good. I'm not going to eat it anymore right now, but
it's like pound cake with a nice twang.
Yeah. Marinated in old Nassau Bahamian rum.
Okay, so it marinated. So they bake this cake and then they submerge it.
Yeah. Now, does this actually have? I guess it would burn off, but whew, that's good.
Maybe it wouldn't burn off if they'd marinated, or maybe.
I think it would say if it had alcohol in it. Oh, contains less than 4% alcohol.
4%, huh?
Mm-hmm.
8 proof.
Okay. You gotta eat the whole cake though to have basically a beer's worth.
Probably. I just put it over there for now too.
This is delicious.
Yeah, interesting.
There you go. It reminds me of like, you know, when you go to the gas station, you get like one of those crawlers or something that's in the package. You pull it out, it's just like sopping wet.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. See, that's
these are better, but yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I avoid is these sopping wet bready cakey shit.
I actually
like Danish.
You should be more like me. I recently bought some Hostess bundt cakes that were lemon bundt cakes, and I put them in my fridge. So I had a nice cold little lemony bundt cake when I was in the mood.
A Hostess.
Remember that Sprite cake somebody, Ben Axelrad, brought to something of ours?
Yeah, that was good.
Maybe it was even Thanksgiving. He got like a, it tastes like Sprite. It was a bundt cake that.
Yeah, that's where it gets its like sugar and its moisture
from.
I hated that because I know I had baked a Starry cake that year.
And
Sorry, not Starry.
Damn.
Wait, Starry is Sierra Mist, right?
Mm, yes.
But I think they changed the recipe. I like Starry. And Sierra Mist, I remember not loving.
A discerning un-cola drinker.
But I'm still into Sprite.
It feels like they were, for 2 decades or however long Sierra Mist was around, they were trying to beat that name because they're like, it went such a ripoff of Mountain Dew. Sierra Mist, we got to come up with something better. We'll come up with something better.
Wow, I don't really get it. That's funny.
It's really one-to-one.
It's a large thing that comes out of the earth and a moist thing.
Well, they had Mesa Fog for a while.
Like vapor dew.
You know, plateau damp.
Himalayan drizzle.
Himalayan fine drizzle.
Fine drizzle. All right, is that it for booze news?
Yeah. Wrap it up.
That's it for booze news.
Like a glove.
Can we talk about the drink of the day, please?
This is exciting.
I would love that.
The culmination of a long journey for the J-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Folks, boys, as you know, I've been gathering dust.
But not in the way that one typically gathers
dust. Not in a bad way. I'm talking Zapp's Voodoo Pretzel Stick Dust. Mm-hmm. The fine, fine mustardy, vinegary, barbecue-y catch-all dust that you find at the bottom of a nice thing of Zapp's. Mm-hmm. This was a snack that was like my go-to snack for a minute. It was a staple.
Now, Zapp's pretzels is a dusty little pretzel, isn't it?
Yes.
It's coated.
Coated.
What would you describe it as? Because I don't know if
it's
people...
It's dust coated.
It's like a tangy sand all over their pretzel
sticks. But like
sticks.
What other type of... You know, because maybe some people don't have Zapp's. Like there was those like Snyder pretzel nibblers. Remember those? Those kind of have the same consistency dust on it.
A lot of times.
Just trying to paint a picture.
Paint a picture.
So, but yeah, I mean, initially it's the beloved chip is Zapp's Voodoo Potato Chips.
Yeah. Yes.
Which... I used to get excited when we'd be on tour in the South or something. I'd be like, guys, they got Voodoo. And then like now
they're all over.
They're all over the place. And specifically, every bar now has a bunch of Voodoo chips behind the bar for sale. So I feel like they did some sort of big promotion for that.
Yeah. And the pretzel sticks taste similar, but not the same, I would say.
The pretzel sticks are very much like they're Dots, right? Dots brand pretzel sticks.
Kinda. They're not actually Dots because they're a competitor.
Because they're very, it's a similar stick and bag.
Similar form factor.
Yes. And Dots are delicious. I love those.
Too buttery.
No, but here's the thing, Jay. They've got cheese curls that have the pretzel dust on them. And there's a seal on the bag that says original pretzel dust.
Is pretzel dust a thing now? Is this like a new thing?
I guess so.
I mean, it is now, but shit. Go ahead, Jeff. Yeah, I don't want to interrupt.
Mike, you were up to your nuts and dust earlier today. He's helped me out, Timmy.
That's right.
So I said, what am I going to do with all this dust? One time, I put it in some tuna fish. Couldn't taste it. Not enough dust.
That's a strong taste.
I need more if I'm going to be applying this to something else. And then I thought, I'll just get the dust. I'll get the all, what they call it, Zapp's all-purpose seasoning, Voodoo seasoning.
Oh.
They had it on the website. You can't get it.
Sold out.
Discontinued. Whew. For years now.
That's what I'm thinking. This pretzel dust thing is a thing.
I know. Whew. They got to bring it back.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, a guy like me, well, just every time I go to the supermarket, get a thing of the pretzels. Mm-hmm. Finish it. Try and keep that dust safe. Put it up on the high shelf.
Yeah, where the kids can't reach it.
For every time Mike goes to the shelf because he's feeling snacky, he opens up and goes, ooh, Voodoo pretzels.
And I say, Mike, help yourself to the pretzels. Leave the dust.
But they're all gone.
Oh, right. The decoy dust bags. That's no good. Because, you know, if you came here the other day, you'd find one bag, two bags, three bags, four. Five, six, seven, eight empty bags hidden in the cupboard.
Yep.
Jesus.
And Mike, you and I went in there today and with a fine brush, like a craft brush.
We cut all the bags down to like about an inch.
Yeah, really?
We scooped it all out.
All the dust. So
I thought there would be enough dust just at the bottom of these bags.
When you see the amount of dust.
This is eight bags.
He's got it right here. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot of dust.
No, it's not, but for eight bags worth?
Come on, man.
But so
it
why,
seems like not a lot to
it's
me.
Got a little moisture
but
to it.
Why were you advertising that you had so much dust if then you looked in the bags and there was no dust?
This is so much dust.
Yeah, okay.
More dust than you got.
That's true.
This is how precious it is.
Spice melange.
All right. And so I said, what we got to do with this is put it on the rim of a Bloody Mary so you can like fully taste it. You don't want to just add it to something. It'll probably get lost like in that tuna I mentioned. So this way... We all get a little sip selectively, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a vinegary, salty.
Yeah.
Yeah, do we know the, because I saw some jokey explanation that was like, we spilled all our seasonings and we created Voodoo.
Well, it does kind of taste like, you ever have chips that are like the works and it's just like all.
Or all dressed. That's
I don't yeah, like all dressed, yeah. But I don't know. I think that Voodoo tastes like really sour to me. So, maybe that's coming from the salt and vinegar. Maybe it's all the dusts together. Mm-hmm. But it's not as spicy. Zapp's has some very hot flavors.
Yeah.
They've got crazy flavors, right? They got
Voodoo
Crawdad.
Spicy Crawtater.
Do they have a pickle one?
They have hotter than hot.
They do have a pickle one.
They do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're good chips.
I think when we're making this drink, I'm going to pull one of the packages out of the garbage and read the ingredients. Nice. On air.
Hell yeah.
By the way, Zapp's reached out to us one time and was like, hey, we love that you love our chips. We'll send you some product. And then they never did.
Hey.
And then I DM'd them recently. I was like, hey, can you send us some voodoo dust?
We want shirts and hats. That's what we want. I can get the chips at the store practically anywhere. Zapp's,
can I get shirts and hats?
We can love I tell you something tragic, though?
What?
I tried so hard to get a fresh bag of Zapp's for the show.
Yeah.
I went to Vaughn's. No Zapp's. Albertson's, no Zapp's. Ralph's, no Zapp's.
No Zapp's.
John's, no Zapp's.
Oh, my God.
When you go to
John's, you get no Zapp's.
Target, no Zapp's. And in all these places, I see Snyder's.
Oh, sure.
I see Rolled Gold.
Oh, yeah.
I even see a fucking owl.
Mm-hmm. Wise.
Wise.
Owl.
Owl eyes.
That's funny. Wise doesn't really promote. You what's never hear about Wise.
Don't need to. They're fine with what they...
But here's the thing. Couldn't even find the price tag of where the Zapps would be.
Now, where did you buy your eight bags then?
This is over time, Tim. Some of these are years old.
But where? What year were you going to? What store were you going to in years of yore?
Albertsons.
Okay.
My beloved Albertsons. And I thought, oh... Word got out about Zapps.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get them anymore because they're so popular. Now I'm starting to be, I'm concerned. Are they being edged out of the marketplace by the big dogs?
I wonder if there's like a bartenders association that's like edging it out because they didn't want this type of thing to happen.
They don't want that sort of competition. They're being shadow banned.
Could be.
It could be. Very well be.
I couldn't even find the chips. This is how Jeff, bad it's gotten.
I had a bag of Zapp's voodoo chips today.
Where? At a grocery store or at a bar?
The Zapp's factory?
Well, actually, I was at the, I just saw them at last night at Tiki No. You know that bar in the Valley?
Yeah, great.
But then I think I got these ones. I think I swiped them from work. We had a spread of Ike's sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to this. I don't like, this is the only, maybe the only food in my,
you've mentioned this.
The only food I don't like on earth. I found it. Ike's. It's a sandwich chain.
Never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either. A chain in here in LA.
It's a San Diego based chain, I think. Ike's. And, it's like fusion. This is what I don't like. It's like halal chicken and wasabi mayo with a, you know, they're mixing stuff together.
Too much stuff.
But, one of my coworkers was like, Ike's is really good. We should get it today for lunch. And then while she was out of the room, I tasted my sandwich. I said, this is disgusting. I've never disliked my lunch in my life. And then she walked back in the room and everyone was like, Tim said it's disgusting. It's the first time he ever didn't like his lunch.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
What was the thing you also didn't like was raw mushrooms, right? You kind of didn't.
Well,
better at it.
But. Yeah, I said that I like all food in the world, but ranked dead last is raw mushrooms.
And now, after that, is now.
And like, I still do eat. I would. I mean, if you handed me like so, I would wolf it.
I won't probably.
But the other day we were at, I already knew I didn't like Ike's, but we were having a work party and it was catered by Ike's.
Oh.
And I was sad. But then they had a big pile of Zapp's potato chips. So I filled my backpack with all different Zapps. I said, I'm going to have myself
something out of this.
I'm not taking the Ike's, but I'm taking all
I'm getting a sandwich's worth of potato chips.
You know those New York deli chips? You ever see those? They're little, they're like a purple package and it's got like New York deli and sort of like neon.
I know New York seltzer in a little glass bottle.
It's kind of that same thing. Let me find it for you so you can see.
All right. So I was going to bring in a Bloody Mary with a Zapp's Voodoo Room.
We're excited about that.
I was like, this would be great. I can taste the Zapps.
Oh, you were?
Because I said, what's your recipe? Jeff said, he said he's going to use the normal IBA recipe for Bloody Mary and then just rim it with Zapps dust. I'm like, I don't know if we can do an episode of the pod that's just a new rim on a drink we've already done.
Yeah, but you were also tuning into your little Anthony Bourdain and saying, no, there's too many good spices in New Orleans to just do a normal thing. We got to do an ode to New Orleans.
This is what happens when you go down there and walk around for 17 miles.
I said, Tim, I've never been to New Orleans. I don't give a shit. I've been to the snack aisle at the supermarket.
You got
to
walk.
That's where this drink comes from. Yeah,
that's where you vacation.
Origin. You got to walk 17 miles in my shoes, baby. But here's where you're right. which is rare.
Well, I'm about to pivot.
I was wrong if I was saying that we should bring in some other weird ass element, because I said, Jeff, the Bloody Marys are big in the South. They got Cajun Bloody Marys. Yep. So if you made like a Zaps take on that, I get it. But I certainly don't think there should be other weird, bold flavors that are going to overpower the Zaps.
Okay. But here's the thing. I think I did a happy medium.
What if it was Zaps and Zabs, the hot honey and the dust?
Zaps and Zabs?
Yeah. What do you want to drink? Zaps and Zabs.
Give me a Zaps and Zabs.
That should be your next thing, Jeff. Find out a Zabs honey thing.
We're like a hot honey thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. So here's the thing. I went looking around for...
I already told you about the hot honey espresso martini. Don't you listen to Booze News?
I do. That's what got me thinking about it.
That's what got me thinking about it.
No.
I feel a little buzzed from that rum cake.
Really?
No way.
Yeah.
We got to eat placebo food effect during the day. We can't just eat pita salads.
I ate that. I had those Zaps potato chips.
I don't know if that's it. Doing my research, I looked for Creole Bloody Mary, Cajun Bloody Mary. NewOrleans.com gave me a recipe that was exactly the fucking same as the IBA. And I said, no, I got to dig a little deeper.
NewOrleans.com used the IBA.
I mean, well, like pretty much nothing exciting about it. No smoked paprika. No cayenne pepper, none of that shit.
Glimpse into what's being done.
But I did a little digging. Todayshow.com had a recipe. There were a bunch of craft blogs had recipes. Mm. But I just said, okay, I'm starting with a normal base. Lemon juice, tomato juice, Worcestershire. That's standard.
Classic.
But the spices, that's where I wanted to pivot. So I said to myself, no horseradish, no black pepper. Where are we getting our heat from?
Mm-hmm. From pretzels, baby.
from pretzels. No, but in the drink itself, I tried a whole bunch of seasonings. Some of them were just listed as, or are just Creole seasonings. Like that chef guy. What's the, I'll tell you when we bring it over here.
Paul Prudhoe.
It was like Tony
Dom DeMello,
Tony Ciccioni or something like that.
Oh, the bald guy?
Yeah, the little cartoon.
What? The little cartoon?
He's a cartoon guy?
Yeah, he's a little cartoon. Anyway.
Chef Boyardee?
Who was I just saying? Dom DeMello, is he a guy? Dom DeLuise?
Dom DeLuise.
Dom DeLuise is a comedian?
I think you're picturing, there is a guy, I want to say his name's Paul Prudhoe, but he looks like Dom DeLuise.
Okay, that's probably right.
Can I say the fucking recipe, please?
Please, 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 please. We are late here today. We are 47 minutes in.
Looks like that's not Paul Prudhoe. I'll never find it.
This is all cuttable anyway, Tim. Don't worry about it. Here's the final recipe. I made a batch, but this is what's in each drink for people at home to follow along. 2 ounce vodka. 4 ounce tomato juice. 0.7 ounce Schwass de Lemon.
Ooh.
Lemon juice. 2 dash Worcestershire. Now, so far, we're in familiar territory.
Yeah, pretty standard stuff.
Here's where it gets weird.
Uh-oh.
Half teaspoon Creole seasoning.
Okay.
Now, this was like a spicy salt, but I didn't want to just dash in Creole seasoning and be like, there we go.
I know this stuff. This is like a red canister kind of, right?
Close. Green. With clear parts.
Because there's when I was hanging out with our friend Ben Axelrad recently, he had this Creole seasoning, and he was like, this is really famous. I was like, I've never had it before.
There's so much of this in there because I liked the taste of it. Like, I did pinches to the mouth of each of these. Mm-hmm. This one tasted mostly like a Lowry's. It's like mostly salt.
Yep.
So the rest of these are peppers. Quarter teaspoon cayenne powder. Quarter teaspoon smoked paprika. Quarter teaspoon garlic powder.
Oh my God.
How about that?
I watched him last night in the test kitchen. It was
so you went down intense. On the bayou.
I went down on the bayou.
Had to.
What did we call it? Is this Dutton's Creole Bloody Mary? What is this called?
Zaps Voodoo Bloody Mary. I don't want to take the spotlight, Tim. This is about the Zaps.
But you have innovated with your whole entire drink.
I would have put my name Hanford in big lights. A Hanford drink. All right.
But guys, what if it sucks?
That's true. Distance yourself from that problem.
You haven't tasted it yet.
I have. But here we go. Off to make it.
What? Yes. Any garnishes?
But the garnishes are a surprise, Mike.
Strike that from the record, Milan.
No, it's fine. You want to make these?
Yeah, look, I found the guy, Mike. It's Paul Prudhoe. Prudhoe?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Paul Prudhoe. I've heard of him.
This book
cover? They're on the same era as Dom DeLuise, but I've seen him in the same
They look exactly the same. But this book, Chef Paul Prudhomme's Louisiana Kitchen, he's standing in front of a bunch of sausages and they look like a grass skirt.
Yeah.
Google it, folks.
It kind of looks like the chef from Ratatouille without the beard.
My brother has this book. It's great.
Damn. Well, do we go make these?
Yes, please. I can't wait.
All right, folks. You listen to the ads and we'll be right back with more Sloppy Boys.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Sloppy Boys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Sloppy Boys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
Zaps, Voodoo, Bloody Marys in hand.
Damn, Jeff, these look pro, buddy.
These are the best garnished drinks we've ever had on the bar.
You think so?
Yeah, oh, Timmy. So. Yeah. Look at that.
Sips first.
I'm going to take a little lip of my...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, to know the taste.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, Jefferson.
That's stanky.
So wow. I just licked just the rim and... You're right. It tastes like the Voodoo, the chip dust, but then it also has the butteriness of Dots pretzels.
Kinda. I agree.
Ooh, that's good.
Now, the Cajun seasoning that you used in the drink was Tony Cachere.
Tony Cachere.
Which is a beloved Cajun seasoning. It's delicious, but if you can't find that, I think any Cajun seasoning will do.
And there are McCormick levels. There's levels of Tony Cachere. The just Creole seasoning, mostly salty. Then there's a bold one that is like more pepper, and then like a really hot one that's even more pepper.
And are those really hot ones like you could put more because there's less salt, but then it's hotter? Interesting.
Now, is Creole seasoning like a thing? Like each brand is going to have its own Creole seasoning?
Yeah, but a lot of Cajun and Creole stuff tends to be hot red, like cayenne peppers, smoked paprika or paprika, garlic. And then your herbs and stuff are like your basil and thyme, I want to say.
Ooh, it's a hottie.
Yeah. Ooh, this is a zipper. Zip, zap, zow.
Well, I was here yesterday when Jeff was doing the test kitchen. I may have snuck a sip or two in the early rounds. But I said, oh, don't you need some horseradish? And Jeff said, no, I'm not doing horseradish.
And I do see horseradish in Creole stuff. Cajun stuff, because especially they're doing oysters down there.
Oh.
But I was really trying to remove the normal heat from Bloody Mary and try and rely on like the cayenne.
I applaud that because I love horseradish, but in a Bloody Mary, it takes over. So this heat that I'm getting right now is cayenne.
Primarily, yes.
And the thing about cayenne is like it's not a sharp heat like a habanero or something. It's like a slow grower. It's like Nashville hot chicken is cayenne.
Really?
Yeah.
Catches
and
up
all
to
our
you.
Beloved, you know, Frank's Red Hot and Louisiana hot sauce and Crystal and all those.
Oh, I just looked it up. I brought the that bomb hot sauce we had to my brother and sister-in-law's house, and my sister-in-law likes hot stuff, so I took like a little fork and put it to my tongue. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
She was dipping her food in it. I couldn't believe it.
That's too much.
I can't believe that.
But like, I looked it up and...
Like, I have a chemical reaction to it. It tastes like a 9-volt to me.
Yeah, I know. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I looked up, like, Tabasco is like, let's say 1,000 Scoville units, probably less, like 400. And this bomb stuff is like 160,000 Scoville units.
What the fuck?
So that's the difference there.
Wait, say the numbers again?
Tabasco is like 400 Scoville units, pretty low. And then that bomb stuff is like 160,000.
Wow. Because so Tabasco to me is deceptively hot. I put a lot on it and I love it. But
I think sometimes what Jeff was saying about like the battery taste, sometimes I think like stuff that's hot that like makes my mouth like is one thing. But like sometimes I eat hot stuff. It's not doesn't make my mouth hurt, but it's like a different flavor. It's like hot flavor.
Mm. This okra. Delicious.
Okay. Yeah, Jeff, talk about the garnishes you got here.
Oh, yeah.
It's ambitious.
Damn. Okay. We got a little pickled okra. You'll see.
You get a pickle. I love it.
Good one, Mike.
I'm going to do the same joke yesterday.
You'll see them on, in a Bloody Mary, and generally I'm like, oh, it's okra. Generally, whenever I see okra, I'm never tap dancing.
I just took a big bite of my celery, the worst thing you can eat on.
Yeah, I'm the one who yells at you guys for eating, and then I give you a whole buffet of garnish. Tim, how do you feel about okra?
Okra?
Pickled okra.
I love it. Like, I wasn't exposed to any okra until adulthood and when I went down south. Mm-hmm. And they love it. They fry it. They're doing everything with it. But I think the pickled, it's an odd thing because it's a squirmy, sticky, slimy.
A lot of seeds.
It's wormy.
Yeah, it's like a pickle that resists you in a way.
I like it pickled best. I think when it's not pickled, it's a little
I've had like
bland.
I've had frickles, but like okra frickles, so fried okra. Hmm. And those, again, like the outside casing was good, but I didn't love the okra part.
Okra ain't no joker.
Now, Jeff, continue.
We got a little shrimp on there, a little cocktail shrimp.
That's right. Nice.
Put a little shrimp on the bloody. I wish I'd said that clear. I won't take two.
And a lemon wedge.
Yep.
And a grape tomato.
Mm-hmm. Now, the lemon wedge, do you guys usually squeeze yours in there? I usually, with a garnish like this, I kind of just pick at them throughout the thing. But you take it in and squeeze it in.
Squeeze.
I haven't squoze yet because this is such a zippy drink to begin with, but I'm going to squeeze and see what happens.
I feel like I just don't want to spill on Jeff's couch.
That's okay.
I already spilled on my shirt. Careful, Mike. You got all that white.
I'm glad I'm not wearing my new white sweater.
Yeah, you're wearing a white button down, though.
Yeah, but this thing's on its way out, and you know how I travel.
Yeah, okay. Mike does this thing where he will throw out clothes on the road.
Clothes?
Yep.
What was that?
That was my phone.
Okay.
I was so shocked that my clothes are closed on the road.
What I'll do, you know, on like a travel day, it's like, I'm just going to be on a plane. I'm going to wear old socks and an old t-shirt that I don't want anymore. When I get to the hotel, gone.
It's just a last wear.
Last wear. I like to give my clothes a last run.
But he'll gloat. You know, like I'm packing up my clothes. Oh,
I can't fit my socks, stuff.
These boxers back in. And he'll go, Jeffy. And he just waves his dirty socks in front of me and then throws them in the garbage.
Gone. Now, I should say, I'm not being wasteful. This is stuff that's like no good for anybody anymore.
I like that. The last wear. I sometimes will be like, when I'm not sure, I'll find a button down shirt in my closet that I haven't worn in 6 years. Mm. And I'm like, you know what? It's a middle of a day. I'm working from home. No one's even going to see me, but I think I'm going to put this shirt on and these, like this pair of khakis that and I'll tuck this shirt into these khakis and I'll just see if it grows, if I like it. And usually I don't. Usually they're tossed.
I don't think I've seen you in khakis. You should wear khakis more. Or like a light pant.
I wear white jeans a lot.
Who said khakis? Was that for a
friend Shiner?
Shiner.
Oh.
You know what? I maxed out on the khakis in high school because I was in Catholic school and I had a dress code. Also, my style icon when I was in high school was Kramer. So I did wear a lot of, kind of some corduroys and chinos.
Yeah. This is a hot drink. It's starting to make my stomach feel like you had too much hot.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, it's delicious. I'm strong, so I can deal with the heat, but I'm also
going to melt.
What's that?
I was hoping it would melt. Ease into it, you know?
How much Tony Cachet did you put in there?
Quarter teaspoon.
Oh, that's not too much. Because I am, I was just wondering if this is going to be one of these salt-sensitive nights for me where I'm up all night going.
Yeah. Tim, I take it back, half teaspoon.
That's a lot.
Too much.
That's what's getting me right now is the sodium. I'm enjoying the heat. And this salt is challenging to me, but I'm enjoying it. But like the thing about salt with me is like, I love it. I love the taste and I wish,
that was the only seasoning where I put it on my tongue and said, yum, I like this as a right out to the can. Yeah. I was trying all the cayenne, all the paprika just to see like, what am I dealing with? What am I adding or subtracting here? And that's one where I felt like I was just eating like pork rub, just beautiful, sweet, salty pork rub.
It's a real good salt.
I gotta say, I'm a little turned off by the zaps.
I was gonna save that for later.
It's got like a stinky stank to it.
It's sweet, it's buttery, and it's simply like this zippy Creole drink you came up with for us absolutely didn't need like a
it's the way in. I guess the way in.
I also think it's maybe gotten like a little stale or like moist or something.
It's also like on the rim. It's like getting gloppy and like melting.
It is getting gloppy. It crusted on there. Like there's like a crust on my glass. Mm.
But those mix of spices you got in there, Jeff, are good.
Yeah, it's good. Would you make any tweaks for round two? I'm not going to have another one, but I am going to tweak what I have left.
I'm still working. I don't think I would do it. I would probably just not do the zaps.
Yeah.
That would be my.
I want to have like a vodka and zaps or something just to try to see if I could taste the zaps in my drink.
Well, there's plenty of just dust if you just want to go.
Yeah, let's do it. I might just do a vodka on the rocks with dust enough dust to taste it.
Or is there like a shot version I could do?
Dust to taste.
Ooh.
Yeah, a shot with just a little pinch.
Or like a shot of vodka and a shot of dust.
Ooh, I wouldn't do a
or shot. Or should I just put more dust in the rest of my drink and see if it dusted it up?
Well, I think you got a really strong, like a very
Zing pow.
Specific drink, a very taste.
Distinct.
Distinct. So if you want to try just, I think it would screw it up if your results would be screwed up. Well, too many variables.
I need a control group.
Well, do we head back into the test kitchen?
Let's do it.
While they listen to the ads?
I love that.
Fools. You don't have to listen to the ads if you just would go on Patreon and become a slophead.
I know, but they don't get it. They just don't get it.
The ads are good because then you know what products to buy.
That's true. Okay.
All right, folks. Sit tight. There'll be more Sloppy Boys after this.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back with round two of Zap's Voodoo Bloody Marys.
Indeed. Good stuff.
What'd y'all do?
I'm still working on my first one, but I put a squeeze my lemon in there. Pretty good.
I made myself just a vodka rocks.
The smallest tweak of the group. Yeah. We'll start with you. Squeeze the lemon. Bold.
Good. You know my garnish that's been sitting there the whole time.
I ate my okra.
I poured myself a vodka rocks, and then I put a whole bunch of Zap's dust.
Oh.
Now I'm going to see if it comes through.
It's basically like adding panko to a drink, just bready.
It really is like breadcrumbs. It's like panko.
Is it thick?
Look how it collected at the bottom.
So it wasn't fully soluble.
Okay, at first it would just taste like Tito's, and now I'm having that buttery, bready aftertaste.
Look, though, you've had Zap's. Have you reached to the bottom of the bag?
Yeah.
It feels like fresh dust is maybe better than like
aged
mostly
dust.
Expired dust.
Because that's how it gets chunkier.
Collected over time by a freak.
I'll say this.
Yeah, you're talking about old pretzel. That's like old dough, you know?
Well, we threw out the dough.
Yeah, the dough's gone.
Yeah, but it's in the dust, you know?
The dough is in the dust. the dough is in the dust.
You can't take the dough. You can take the dust out of the dough, but you can't take the dough out of the dust.
That's right. This is probably the appropriate time to mention this. I don't really love the Zap's pretzels.
Now, how do you feel about Dots pretzel sticks?
I'm sure I've had them. I don't know. Are they good?
I'm very into them.
Really?
Dots, yeah.
I think the Zap's pretzels.
I like Zap's as well.
But yeah, I think Zap's just like absolutely crushes them. Maybe like I haven't
well,
had.
Well, I just think that, you know, they're standing on the shoulders of Dots. Dots invented that stick, and then Zaps put their dust on there.
Okay, sure. But like.
But Dot ran so Zap could run.
I think I haven't had honey mustard. No, we did have honey mustard.
Yeah.
We had it here. We had it together.
Hmm.
So I think I'm just missing out on my Dots dust. I haven't found my
dust.
Everyone has their own dust that's their thing.
Dutton dust.
Dutton dust.
You need to come up with Dutton dust.
They also have a Southwest, do they not?
Jeff, get the Dots cheese curls with the pretzel dust on them. It's a lot of taste. It's a lot of taste.
There's a lot of pretzels and flavors and chips and things out there, aren't there?
Yeah. I was going to say, what I don't really care for is the pretzel dust, Tim. But then again, the Zap's Voodoo pretzel sticks taste different than the Zap's Voodoo chips. So maybe there's something that gets lost or added depending on what it's on.
Yeah.
So on a cheese curl, maybe it's the best.
Mm. I wonder if anyone's ever did a crushed up cheese ball rim or a crushed up potato chip rim.
Potato chip, offer a drink.
Mm.
Oh, interesting.
For sure.
Crushed up potato chips get used in cooking a lot. And I feel like the Cheetos you don't see, that would be good.
I've seen like the breaded chicken, but breaded with
hot Cheetos. Chips.
I've done Doritos. I've like deep fried chicken with Dorito.
Yeah.
And that was really good. But
deep fried with Dorito, like the Dorito.
I smashed up Cool Ranch Doritos and made chicken tenders and deep fried. It was delicious. Damn. Chicken Dorito, I called it.
That's good.
I made this when I was like a teenager at home.
Hmm.
But Cheeto sometimes on like a hot dog, a fully loaded hot dog at Dodger Stadium or something, you'll get like the Cheeto, Flamin' Hot Cheeto. Mm-hmm.
Just put it on there?
Like it's on there, yeah. Or like elote, like street corn that's been rolled in. Mm-hmm. Flaming Hot Cheeto.
I love every Cheeto except for one.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I think I know the one.
You know the one?
No, Mike? What is it?
That Cheeto.
Man.
That Cheeto man.
That Cheeto man.
That we all had to deal with all those times.
Right? If we don't get our act together, we'd be dealing with them again.
The Cheeto man number two.
But we love, the thing about us is we love Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything that man does.
Mm-hmm. We are back to brunch thanks to Joe Biden.
That's this time he's campaigning on that platform. Back to brunch.
Don't forget who told you, who got you back to brunch. People are doing can you do a Biden impression?
Oh, hey, Jack.
Sure you can, Jack. Yeah.
Look here, Jack.
You shut your mouth.
Yeah. No more malarkey.
Yeah. And let me smell your scalp, little girl.
That's the...
My final thought is, it's great, but the Zaps voodoo is not working out
time
for me.
Time to go. It's an order again for me. No Zaps. Jeff, now I think you have the opportunity to... name it what you want, because that is all in there in the cup.
How about Chef Jeff's Creole Bloody Mary?
Ooh,
that's good. Chef Jeff's Creole. Then you can do Chef Jeff whatever.
Yeah, a whole line of stuff. Chef Jeff this, Chef Jeff that.
Yeah.
Things are going to be different from now on.
There's a line of like alcoholic drinks, mixed drinks called Chef Jeff. No food. Shouldn't it be Bartender Jeff?
No,
it doesn't rhyme.
Well, you know, everybody says like, yes, chef and stuff like that. Yeah, I like Jeff. To hear it as like, yes, Jeff.
Yes, Jeff.
Yes, Jeff.
But Chef Jeff is.
Chef Jeff. Yes, Chef Jeff.
Yes, Chef Jeff.
Creole concoction.
I say this Creole martini, Bloody Mary is delicious and I would order that again. But yeah, I got to ding you for the drink being just inherently flawed. The titular ingredient, the main thing I'm supposed to be paying attention to is the dust.
Yeah.
It is not only is the worst part of the drink, but it's almost like not part of it. It's like there's just weird breadcrumbs I was avoiding.
Know, there's a name for this. There's like a screenwriting name for this where like the inspiration of an idea that like sets you out on this thing. And then when the idea is done, you can kind of like jettison the original idea.
Oh, dissolvable premise or something?
Ooh, that might be it.
dissolvable powder.
I had one time when I joined the WGA, I had like a mentor night where I went out to dinner. Some like five new writers went out to dinner with Mike Schur.
I did that too, but with a different guy.
Yeah, they have this like mentor program. But so I was eating dinner.
I did that too, but they paired us up with Mr. T.
He pities the fool, right?
He pities me. Yeah. I was like, wait, hold on. I was like, you pity fools.
Yeah, I mean, he has such empathy.
Yeah.
The WGA did this?
I don't know why.
Remember, I had that
dream. And he put me through the table by the end of the meal. Fucking pile driving.
Put me through the table. Mr. T, no.
You were at dinner with Schur.
Yeah, but also I had a dream that Mr. T was in recently. Remember, I saw him at a party and it was like modern day Mr. T. Anyway, I'm at dinner with Mike Schur and we're asking him kind of like we're rookie writers asking questions and stuff. And then kind of one idea we got to, he said a lot of times, you know, he created Parks and Rec and I guess a billion other shows,
Parks Good and Place Recreation, and
stuff like that. Yeah. Oh, yes. Thank you.
That's a big boy.
He said that lots of times. You know, you gotta kill your darlings, as they say. And a lot of times he'd have a script that has like, like his favorite scene. Funniest scene was the scene that was the impetus to write the episode. A lot of times would get cut. And then he said he even got to the point where like, that's how he knew an episode was done. Like when his like favorite scene was gone or like the scene that was like, we should do an episode about this because we do this. And it's like, once that scene has been cut out,
it's cut it down. And then you see the timer 22:30.
Yeah, perfect.
There's another term I've heard called a bay leaf. Have you heard of this?
I know the cooking term. You
put sounds like bay something leaf. Chef Jeff would say.
It does. The Creole Chef Jeff. This is a note that I've heard that in writer's terms, if you get a bad note from like an executive where they're just like, explain why whatever Doc goes back in time or something like that, they'll put in a stupid line just for to get all the dummies on board with the intention of taking it out. Not unlike a bay leaf. It's a line in there that is for the process, not intended for final.
So bay leaves are usually taken out of a sauce or something.
Not intended for final presentation.
Well, I love that because I do hate like on the note. That's the thing that makes me not like movies most of the time is like when the characters are talking too much about what they want to accomplish. And I'm like, well, there's that thing you're going to do later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one last one. A purple dog. Have you heard of this?
No.
I thought this was a Bob and David thing.
I've heard Shaggy Dog story, but I don't know.
Yeah, this is a little different. This dog is so streamlined. He's not shaggy at all. He's purple. This is when you intentionally, as a writer, put something incorrect or weird in your script so that the notes kind of go to it.
Oh, interesting.
Instead of the stuff that you want to keep. You put in an obviously correctable thing. So that the exec can go, wait a minute, on page 12, the dog is purple. And you go, oh, I'm sorry. Yes, the dog shouldn't be purple. So that's like
right,
a
trick. Right, right.
I meant to just say dog. Instead, I said purple dog.
I've heard this with network shows.
Like give him something to say.
Give him a word. If you want to use a swear word, put a worse swear word in. So they cut that one and let you have the.
Mm-hmm. Like if you want to say peenie, say cock.
Okay.
If you want to say peenie.
If you want to say peenie, say cock.
If you want to PC,
if you want to say peenie, you know you got to first say cock.
Good point. Very good point. One of you guys said something the other day. It was like another screenwriting thing. Like, oh, that's a bit of bit. I forget what it was.
Oh, yeah. And then you asked me if it was like a MacGuffin. And I said, kind of.
Red herring?
No, it was like a weird word I've never heard before. It was like ding demangoo.
Oh, ring dong to ring dong. No, it was it a Bill Dungsroman?
Yep, that's right.
Yes.
Ring dong to ring dong.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, we mentioned it. It's patreon.com/thesloppyboys. That's where you unlock double the pleasure every week. The Sloppy Boys Blowout. And not to mention, questions for Lennon. Mike, who we got coming up?
We got this month, Alana Johnson.
The knife.
The knife. She's great. Very funny. Listen to that. And next month, I'm working on a fun guest.
Ooh.
Wow.
It's somebody I've had on before.
Folks, check our socials and see if you can come on out and see us IRL in real life on the road. OTR.
These are going to be fun shows with some of them showing a movie. That's the
big New deal. York, Rhode Island, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. Be
some
there.
Some of the first.
Hey, dinner and movie? Not so bad.
Hey, huh? That'd be nice.
You make dinner.
Bill Dungsroman.
That's all for me. Bill Dungsroman.
Bill Ding Dang Dungsroman.
Bye, folks.
Bye.